There we go.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to JK. This is our pre-show.
This is the pre-show.
This is post-show that we're recording this.
Yeah, but it's all mellow, right?
Yeah, because we have to take a week off.
Oh, it's so romantic. Right. I mean, so sad. Yeah. It's romantically sad.
Yeah. You see, we had some conflicts come up. I had some stand-up gigs, so...
We've been fighting a lot.
You're going to have to enjoy this episode and then hold on to it for a week. And then when we come back, we're coming back strong with two episodes in 1 week.
Boom. We should put together a clip show.
No.
Okay. No, that's sad.
Talk about that. No.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be in Branson, Missouri next weekend. I'm going to be headlining on the Sunday show. So if you know anybody in Branson or want to go to Branson, Missouri, you can see me headline
at
the White River Comedy Club.
Nice.
There. Kevin, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Medford, Oregon at the Jackson County Fairgrounds in the Lithia Amphitheater doing a Nick Live show at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock on Sunday, July 26, 2009, the year of our Lord.
All right. Amphitheater it up, my friend.
You shut your mouth.
Listen to the JK show. It's very funny, I guarantee. You're gonna laugh until you pee. There's Justin Warsham and Kevin Miller. These guys are bona fide lady killers. But the good kind of lady killers, not the kind that actually kill ladies. It's the JK show.
Yay! Yay. We're here.
That guy sounds hot.
He's way hot, right? Man.
That's right. You heard him already. Out of the box, our guest on the JK show, continuing with our all-female guest trend this month.
The month of July.
That's right. Tutran is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Tutran. I forgot we have this one.
That girl sounds hot.
Speaking of girls, who did you bring this
evening? Hold on, Wade. We can't hear you. Sorry. I have it way too hot. There we go. Now we can hear you.
Speaking of Two's girlfriend, who's your girlfriend?
She's my girlfriend, Rachel.
Yay! Now Rachel said literally right before we fired this up that she was nervous. So we got to dive into that.
Yeah.
So we can process it. We can resolve it.
Thought I was
taking
a picture of her. That I was taking a picture.
Yeah, Kevin upped the creep factor by accidentally taking a picture of her boobs.
And I keep trying to take pictures underneath the microphone, underneath the table.
He shaved his beard for his Nickelodeon event. Natalie's back to
pictures.
Yeah, Natalie's back to firing pictures, even though we don't put pictures in the show anymore. But
and the baby is in the ukulele. Can we start over?
Why? Do I? I think this is all perfectly normal.
So far, this
Natalie's busy taking pictures we don't need instead of helping us with the kid. That's what she does.
How expensive is your ukulele?
I don't know. Rachel's parents got it for me, actually.
Oh.
They go to Hawaii.
It's priceless.
And they get two a ukulele.
What they get you?
A necklace. A shit shell necklace.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, I think I just fell in love with this chick. That's awesome. A shit shell necklace. How do they, I want to know first, how do the Hawaiians make the shells out of shit? Why are you looking
nervous
at two?
Is it like a Jello mold, and then
mold them out of shit?
Did he just hand you that answer because you looked at him like he was gonna tell me what to say?
Ice cube shit shell necklace.
Some kick ass like ESP with your relationship. That's awesome.
We have like secret code looks.
Ooh,
they can't see it. They can't. The listeners can't see it.
What are you guys?
But we're doing it.
The listeners can't. The listeners can't see anything too.
That's a true. No. Take a bunch of pictures for us.
The JK show. I think I'm really hot.
Really? Okay. Well, here's the thing.
I think my audio's too loud.
Yeah.
Your what?
Whatever this is called.
Oh, your headphones.
Your headphones. There
no, but
we go.
I'm really hot.
Okay. You're not
this
hot.
This is my range.
I know. All right.
I have
okay
to start, and I could also be down here.
Everybody, calm down. Everybody, just relax.
You're whispering.
You're not hot on the recording.
Oh, okay.
So I have to turn you up. But
really?
you need to stop doing that.
For our sakes.
Are you sure?
While I'm turning you up, yeah, I have to turn you down in the headphones.
Oh,
there's yeah blood in my ears.
Exactly.
Are you giving me a talking to? Did I just
a little bit? Yeah, a little bit.
Your dad was here today.
Your job, exactly. I have a lot of my.
Yes,
there's going to be a lot of my interaction from my dad coming out today. day.
That's gonna
your
be
job
great.
Is to come in here and yeah. you show up.
Yeah,
and you
I did
bring
that.
Your funny.
I brought my funny.
And but you're now you're adding the extra level of annoyance. And
that's I'm sorry. You said bring my funny.
No, I'm sorry.
Call in now if you don't think that Kevin has an equal part measure of annoyance with his comedy, because you know why? As the infamous, what was the director name of the Star Trek show our first year there?
David Ward.
David Ward said, "You have just enough charm so that no one wants to knock the shit out of you."
All right.
That's when
that.
I was 19. So I've only perfected the art. Anyway,
now hold on. Now we got to go back because we were painting a picture.
Yeah.
For the listeners.
Wouldn't it be more if we were singing a song or something? Something less visually based because it's
of audio picture.
Yeah, yeah. We're painting a visual audio picture.
You're right. That's much simpler than what I said.
A lot of dad in you.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll sacrifice the annoyance for a little more funny. How about can we?
You almost made me spit iced coffee all over this
That's
microphone.
That's all right. That's okay. We don't need to keep this going. Now, so here's what happened is that right before the show, she said she's nervous,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I
And
remember.
Then Kevin upped the, I'm assuming, the nervous factor because he takes pictures of everybody for now
yeah.
on Facebook because we don't really put him in the show anymore.
Did I do that for last week? I don't think I did.
Probably not.
I don't think I
So, but there's something about Kevin's camera that
yeah.
it looks like a handy cam type thing, and the angle, he likes to take MTV shots, as I call them.
I don't put any headroom in a shot. Like, when
yeah.
you take a picture.
Yeah.
You don't put any face room in either.
No, Whoa. It's all face. Look at your picture. There's just not 8 feet above your head of unneeded space.
Subsequently, I believe this is their first meeting. Rachel 2's girlfriend, Kevin, out of the box, pulls
That's
out a camera.
See? It's good.
It actually looks very devout with your hands there.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You don't want to be devout?
And so what it looked like was Kevin was taking a picture of just Rachel's boobs.
So did you actually
that story
think that's
was
what
totally
I was doing? Like,
well, you got out of your seat. You
I like, love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So you don't know me from Adam.
Yeah.
I'm just some guy that
exactly.
across the table is like, nice cleavage.
Yeah.
Click.
She's only
What was going through your head? Like, what am I going to do? Is this acceptable?
These are two's friends.
Yeah. This is all right? Like.
Well, I already judged you because you're drinking iced coffee.
So. Oh. Why did you judge me
judgment.
For
judgment?
She just sunk heaven. Her eyes are now talking to the microphone.
She's nervous because she's drunk.
Good luck participating in the show, too, because we are enamored with your
phone. Yeah,
yeah.
This is great.
She's like, I just realized
off,
that. I think
there you go. We don't need two on anymore.
I think she just became
cleavage.
Like, she just came, became like a plaything to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's either A, this is what I'm saying, because I've met her one other time. Two
yeah.
and her came to see me at the improv. They surprised me. I didn't even know two. I don't think I
existed.
Knew that she would move down here
before.
yeah.
This is
I did not know
what he was.
He reminded me that we worked together at Great America, and I was like, sorry. He was like, I was the only Asian guy there.
That's
like,
not true. There are plenty of Asian
guys. I remember
guys
an Asian girl
Wiley
who came
Ho.
Later on, and then he's like, no. And then I guess Wiley Ho.
Right.
And he's like, no, my name is Tu Tran.
That's like the ultimate Asian name.
Right? I think that's what it would go. I think
yeah.
it would go Wiley Ho
yeah.
and Tu Tran.
Right, exactly.
Like, he's a close
I would
second.
Watch that show. Just to be clear, so everybody understands, Wiley Ho is a real human being that we know, and worked with at Great America.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, you don't remember Wiley?
I gotta remember these Asians that I work. No, I do remember. Wiley's actually down here too. We should have him on the show.
We should. Yeah, he's great.
He probably doesn't listen though. That
he's not here tonight.
yeah, Tu Tran's here tonight. And Rachel Garcia, folks.
Oh, Garcia.
Garcia's
Latino heat.
We're bringing it.
We're multiracial here.
Multiracial.
Wow. We're the United Colors of Benetton.
We represent the colors. Look.
Yeah. Oh, that's adorable.
Look at this.
Wow.
But isn't technically any two races together multiracial?
Not like us, though.
Okay, fair enough.
Not these.
And
not this.
Unless
pigment.
You went to Mexico.
And I want to know how two races become all colors.
Yeah. Did you have a black baby?
No. No. But Rachel's not just Mexican.
What? She's black?
No. She's many things.
Yeah.
She is. I just found that out today.
Really?
No, she's not. No, she's not.
I was like,
I guess people can't see her facial expressions.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah. Makes me laugh. So why did you judge me for having iced coffee?
Oh, I just... Well,
you wanted one, or you think it's...
No, I think it's sort of a pretentious drink.
Really?
I love iced coffee.
That's awesome.
You're pretentious.
And I think it's pretentious when you drink it.
Oh!
I don't know.
Here's why I drank it.
Okay.
Is that I brought coffee over, and it got cold from sitting in the mug, so instead of reheating it with cream in it, I thought I'd just put it over ice. Mm. That being said, I usually get an iced coffee when I go to the
Let's clarify here.
Do you get whipped or...
No. I get like an iced latte on a hot day, or I'll get a latte on any other day. Just like a normal... You're still judging me. I love it.
Rach, is it pretentious to have hot coffee?
Mm-mm.
So ice is pretentious. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the ice is pretentious.
You're having ice. Okay. You're having iced lemonade. Is that pretentious?
No, yeah, lemonade is supposed to be cold.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cold. I see your point.
It's like...
But you could chill it. You don't have to put ice in it. You could chill it in the fridge.
After your point, too, I think I can break this all down for
all
of us.
Yeah, please do.
What it is that when she sees you drink iced coffee, what she's like, he's pretentious. And she's mistaking that your natural pretentiousness for just when you drink iced coffee. So it's not the iced coffee just you two is who is...
No, it can't be just me because she was judging Kevin for his iced coffee.
Mistakenly because she's her connection.
She
loves you so much.
You don't see other people drink other than people sitting at this table. You've never seen some yuppie
mom. You're all missing what I'm saying. I'm saying that she looks at two, and though she loves him, she says that's his flaw. His flaw is that he is a pretentious person.
Really?
She never saw anybody drink iced coffee.
She is nodding.
She never saw anybody drink
iced
coffee.
You've never seen anybody drink iced coffee?
No, I have. But
understand. Not pretentiously.
Oh. Yeah. So you turned it. Will you,
I think he puts on like a smoking jacket and listens to like
it
a Masterpiece Theater theme.
Will you look up the word pretentious? Because this is actually a fight my girlfriend and I recently got into a conversation about pretension, and the definition of it came into play. So I want to know if...
I've tried to go to pretentious.com. That's how
dumb. Oh, does that not a website?
Two's face right there.
Oh, damn.
What? Two and Kevin drinking iced coffee.
I say there, Gareth.
Change your names?
When we're pretending.
Pretension names.
That's not what pretentious means to pretend.
This is why I need you to look it up. Because I keep thinking we're riding like iced coffee dragons to our moon base.
I think he thinks it means pretend.
I'm pretty sure I just made that clear. Thanks.
That was so pretentious.
Exactly. Now he's hitting it on the head.
Uh-huh. Really? Now I really don't know what this word means.
Let's see. Hold on. It's, Oh, there it is. Okay. There it is.
Does your Mac also have the speak thing where you can select some type and make it say everything?
Pretentious. Pretentious.
Besides the definition of the word.
No.
You don't have that thing?
It says, this is the definition, full of pretense or pretension.
That tells me nothing.
Characterized by assumption of dignity or importance.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
An exaggerated outward show, ostentatious, drinker of iced coffee.
Now, so...
C2Tran.
So when I bring in my coffee mug with warm coffee that I drank like 4 hours ago and put it in this little glass that the Warshams have here, this makes me pretentious?
No. Justin is saying that you are pretentious. So if you were holding a cherry Coke, the cherry Coke would be pretentious. You're like, it's like you're King Midas, but instead of turning things gold, you turn them pretentious.
Rachel, do you agree?
No.
Well played, Joey Bears. Well played.
We have this one too. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know if you know
that's a good one.
Yeah, from our Nick days. I stole that from Bob Brandenburg.
Speaking of nerds and Joey Bears, he wanted me to mention the fact that we're spending the weekend together in Oregon.
Yeah, he was, because I'm doing an event with him coming up.
In the end of August,
in the middle of August.
Oh.
And another one with Fred Cross is at the... It's me and Joseph and some other chick or whatever.
some lady face.
Yeah, I don't
some
know.
Some non-dude.
Well, here's the reality. For anybody, this is funny to those who work at a way. Here's the thing.
That's Joey Bears.
We work for a company that does like live Nickelodeon events, but they're primarily a company that does like live marketing events, like, you know, kind of thing for all kinds of companies. I love them. I think they're great. There are some people who have worked for the company that are like super like obsessed with working there and going all crazy and everything. And so it's
funny.
They
tattoo it into their sides.
Exactly. Yeah. I love everybody there. I don't want to sound like I'm bashing them, but at the same time, like they recently did for hosts at Nickelodeon, they did like a clean slate.
Right.
They wiped everybody out, and then they went and hired these like 20 somethings. Was the idea to be the new host?
Which makes sense. Where was I during this?
How old are you?
Decision. I'm 22. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, you gotta start like oil of olean or something. Yeah. Maybe lay off the iced coffee. Yeah. I think it's because your jaw is so tight from all the pretension that it creates crow's feet next to your eyes, and that's just, you know.
That could be it.
So anyway, what they're this is why I'm kind of
I can't believe you're telling the story.
I'm faking anger at this. Is that what they're doing? Is they cleaned it out and then they did a rehearsal with these people, and then I guess these people don't have enough experience. Well, no kidding. They just graduated high school, and then I think a few weeks before that they stopped, you know, having adults change their diapers or something like that.
They're slow.
So anyway, they that's not what I meant, but that's funnier. So anyway, so they're pairing us up, these people.
But I'm not. I'm not being paired with anybody that's just.
That's because your show is just a lost show. They're like, you know what? Where are you, in the middle of nowhere, or what's going
on? Oregon, so yes.
Yeah. You know, Oregon doesn't know age. They're, you know, there's.
It's true.
Yeah. So, no, I'm kidding. I don't know why.
My brother pointed out that there are more deaths in the logging industry than there have been deaths of IRS soldiers in Iraq.
That guy's a recruiter.
He is.
He studied that.
He did.
That's top shelf.
He saw that they were watching some logging program and it mentioned the number of deaths in the logging industry. He's like that's more than there are deaths of soldiers in Iraq.
Somebody just wrote off their cable bill. So they're pairing me up with this new girl so that some of my genius could rub off on her, I'm assuming, or whatever. And
that's not pretentious?
Totally pretentious.
Okay, good. Cha-ching!
No, honey, I'm sorry. This is pretension, but I'm telling you that was sarcasm. And this is us having a goddamn throwdown right now.
No.
It has been called. The challenge has been issued. You must fight
in a battle of wits.
Choose your weapon. Choose wisely.
She points
Kevin,
to
Kevin.
She pointed to me first, and then she pointed to Kevin.
But she said meaner. Me, which only matters on an audio podcast. So am I your advocate for this? Is that it? All right, let the challenge begin.
But your weapon is Kevin?
Yeah.
But Kevin, like, Kevin is going to choose me, and you're just gonna, your own weapon is going to turn against you.
That was going to work.
Wait, we were really going to fight? I didn't think we were going to really.
No,
really,
just
like,
in a battle of words.
I was just going to punch her in the face, and then, and I thought she would cry, and it would be over. But I, like.
This isn't. We've moved past the fourth podcast. We're in a new era now. We don't have to hit people in the face when they don't agree with us. Go back and listen to the fourth podcast. Why are you looking at me like you've forgotten?
I didn't know. I guess I was there.
Who was in the fourth podcast? It was Natalie. Natalie. Yeah. You punched her in the face.
I did. I punched her in the face?
Off air.
Off air. Oh. That's just a Tuesday.
Anyway, so you're spreading some genius.
Yeah, I rubbed some of my genius off on her, and then, you know, next year after she picks up any bit that I drop in doing two shows or three shows, then, you know, she just starts doing every bit that I've either absorbed from somebody else or created myself, then now I don't get to do shows
anymore.
But it's
not about that. But you can't steal people's bits. It's about
that's not what
charm.
I'm saying. I'm saying that, but that's it's a cost-effective way for them to, instead of having, they give you a script, they do a rehearsal real quick, and then they take you out with the people who are seasoned that they're eventually going
to
let go.
I would love somebody from Oasis to jump in on this conversation. So I hope Joey Bear said. I wonder if that's really what they're doing, or if that's just your interpretation.
Well, I'm going to say 80% of what I'm saying is mostly for humor. I mean, I really care,
maybe 2% for humor.
That's a lot of pretentious humor. You said two because of two, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
all
right. Okay. You're saying that we need to get back to the guest. Is that what you're?
Oh, that.
Are you getting my dad on me?
No.
Or did you say noty? Is that what you say? Are we having a talk?
Hey, that's Rachel, what's going on? So what are you
doing?
Take
another picture of her boobs. Okay.
Why are you dating two? And
Whoa.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever been asked that question.
We haven't.
What kind of question?
No one's ever asked you why? My battery is completely dead. Oh,
we don't need to
take one more picture.
Boobs.
Oh, what? Okay.
See, that right there is why I love this man.
That's why?
Yes. Well, so many other reasons. That's not the only one, but that's funny as hell.
See, oh my God. So that's today, why we love each other.
Today, we were talking on the phone, and he has his email address, The Kevin Miller, and he kept calling himself The Kevin, and I jokingly said, yeah, we need to talk about this whole The business. And he goes on, well, The Kevin is actually kind of tired of it himself. But the Kevin understands a commitment and the commitment that he's made. Oh, I was crying. It was so damn funny. Like, he was frustrated with his having to refer to himself not only in the third person but as the only Kevin.
Oh, wish I was there.
Are you saying that story didn't translate? Is that
what? No, it translated. No, I'm saying, but I just wish I was there. It would have been great if I was in on that.
So was it not great now?
Was fine now. I think it would have been.
Back to Rachel. Why do you like this pretentious knucklehead?
I don't.
Those were your words.
She's completely dumbfounded with this question.
No, I've never been asked that. No idea.
I want to know.
The baby just showed up. Jacob just jumped up on the table.
I don't understand how this happens.
We
do this for an hour and a half, sometimes an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
How is it that I can watch him for 8 hours or more?
Yeah.
I'll shoot straight with you. In the past 4 months of me watching him, you know, while she's away at work, he's gotten away from me once.
Yeah, and he got outside and started the car.
I quickly found him. Behind the toilet. No, that is not how it went. You found him playing in the toilet water when it was on your watch, not mine. On my watch, I always keep the toilet seats closed.
Good call.
Yeah. Oh, he's pointing at two. And now Rachel. All right, so back to... See, again, now you're sitting here letting him distract me. It's hot. I'm tired. All you do is keep him in another room. That's
Would
all
you leave? For goodness sakes, they cannot hear you dancing, Natalie. Leave the room.
But the kid is happy. That's all she cares about.
Rachel, why are you dating two?
Yes.
Why is this so hard?
Well,
I'm still talking.
I want to ask the question when you said we've never been asked that. Yeah. I want to know what you have been asked.
Okay, question.
What have we been asked?
Don't ask me that. Ask yourself that.
Why?
I think we're being asked that as a unit, actually.
How long have you guys been dating? Has anybody asked you that question yet?
Yes.
Let's see. It'll be 2 years in November.
2 years in November?
Yeah.
That's a long time. And no one's ever asked you why
you went into that like you thought, if I really sell the surprise. I'm like, two years. Right, now the dog is in here. Jesus H. effing Christ, woman. You have two jobs for 1.5 hours. That's all. Don't you flip me off like this is my fault. Two, you're allergic to dogs, and now you're petting him.
I am?
You said it won't be a problem unless I touch him.
Oh, my God.
I hate everyone right now but you.
Thank you.
My God. Actually,
you know
Rachel,
why she's doing this? It's because there's a girl in the house.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I hope, listener, you with the headphones in, believe us now. Now, when we say you can mark Natalie's behavior based on whether or not there's another woman in the room, she behaves.
How does she act if it's just guys?
She doesn't do that.
Yeah. She's a lot less mouthy.
Yeah.
Number one.
She makes us more deserted treats.
Yeah, she's a lot more cleany.
I remember
more cookie.
The last time I was here, just by myself,
more
she was the same way.
More barefootedy.
More pregnant.
A more 1950s-y.
Yeah, she's got more aprons on.
More pre-burning bra-y.
No, honestly, the last time I was here, just me, I thought she was the same. I thought she was the same as she is today.
I don't know.
Whose side are you on exactly? Yeah.
No, I'm trying to be objective.
That's not being objective. That's choosing her side.
No, that's not choosing her side.
Pretentious iced coffee drinking fuck.
I'm not drinking iced coffee for the
not
record.
Not now, but you are figuratively with your tone. Your tone to me is drinking iced coffee is
this
what
is
I'm saying.
Delicious.
Derek, do you hear your tone? Do you hear it right now? Talking
that's
to
Kevin's
you?
Tone.
I don't care if it's pretentious. It's delicious. I like it, though. Like, that's important. I don't do it because I think it makes me look cool.
I also enjoy
the taste. You be quiet, you pretentious man. Like, can I get your approval?
No, yeah, it's great. I'm glad you like it.
You like iced tea, Rach? You like iced tea?
What's wrong with iced
tea?
People
just
drink iced
month,
tea.
Just this month. I just started liking
it. So you started becoming pretentious because of him?
Yeah, just like got all over me.
Why would you take this beautiful, sweet girl and ruin her, too?
She's Latino. What?
Latina.
I don't speak your devil's tongue. I'm sorry.
it's
Diablo. Diablo's tongue.
Oh, Diablo's tongue. In fuego tongue.
If she's a feminist, it's Diabla tongue, which I think is a female devil.
I think so.
From what I learned from 3 years of German in high school.
You were in the wrong class, sir.
In California, right? Yeah. Who takes German?
No, I'm sorry. In Modesto.
Yeah, I know.
But did you guys have a different currency there, or did you just sort of barter with pigs and chickens? I couldn't even say it. That could be a drop.
No, not maybe. Where's your other one?
Who needs you porn when you have the JK show?
That's right. That's what we're here
Please
for.
Please don't make that a drop. Every time. Oh, so funny.
That's funny.
I didn't know I was going to be a spokesperson for you porn.
We didn't barter with chickens or pigs because in Modesto they don't talk. Like they do in Niles, like you can't barter with a pig. It's, you know, it's useless. They don't have a vote.
I lived in Niles for 10 years. There were no talking pigs there.
Well, you just said, like, do you have a currency there, or do you just barter with chickens and
barter
pigs?
Barter using chicken and pigs as currency. Like, I'll trade you two chickens for one of them pigs there.
No, no, we use women.
probably much more accurate.
We barter with women is what we do.
There's a woman here, folks.
Huh?
There's a lady here.
Clearly, there's two because Natalie was acting the same way last time you were
Natalie
here.
Natalie is not. Natalie is not a lady. Number one,
she left the house.
Number two, I thought Rachel was here to pay for dinner. I am sorry. I had no idea.
Guys,
I was going to respectfully decline your offer, and not that she's not beautiful, but it's awkward that I'm married and you're trying to bring in another lady into my house.
No, she's very attractive, but the point is she is a human being.
Uh-huh.
With an intelligent mind,
uh-huh.
And she's here to bestow her nervous wit upon you.
Yeah,
and you guys are just objectifying her, and you take.
That's how they do it in Modesto.
Yeah.
We're not in Modesto.
You know she doesn't have a penis, right? Too.
What?
You know she does not. She does not have a penis.
No, I.
Answer quickly to that.
No, I know she doesn't have a penis. I'm wondering right now where that came from. I don't think I implied that she had a penis.
I'm saying that it's okay to objectify her because she doesn't have a penis.
Oh.
Do you think when we open the show, we show a picture of her boobs?
Good.
Yeah, it's not.
How did you get a picture of her boobs in the first place?
Kevin took it. He was right here. Only she almost caught him, and we had to come up with this whole, like, 30-minute spiel about
don't
how
you remember
we,
the first
she thought, you know,
the,
yeah.
No.
Why are you dating too? I think this question becomes so much more important the longer we go.
I know. Isn't this great? I'm having a blast.
Well, can you ask to it? Because I'm...
Yeah.
Rachel, why are you not dating Kevin?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't think we're...
She just gave you the look down. That was awesome.
She just showed me out. But that's called deflection too. Okay.
Girlfriend Rachel, is quickly becoming my favorite. He said, why aren't you dating Kevin?
Yeah.
She gave you like a look
she
down. Like,
me out.
She was
normally
trying to figure it out.
I have a very sexy beard, but Nickelodeon made me shave it off.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Do you like beards?
I do like beards.
Yeah, it makes me pretentious to have one or not?
No, I like beards.
I want to make sure that you
beards
understand.
Beards can be pretentious.
Let me show you a picture with the beard and you tell me whether or not I look
when
better.
He says
would
beard,
you date me over too?
He is not talking about a girl who is overtly friendly with homosexual males. That is not. He's talking about facial hair that he had on his face at the time.
Right.
That's what he says when he usually has a beard.
Literal beard.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I approve. Here's the last known picture of my beard. No, you don't like that? That was not the face I was looking for.
Well, because your face was just like...
Okay, let me find a better one.
She did a face.
Yeah, that wasn't very common.
So then, while you're finding pictures of your facial hair, why are you dating Rachel? Or maybe she wants you to answer the question of why she's dating
you.
You
more if you had that.
Oh, why?
Really?
We're on crossfire right now.
Yeah.
I think Rachel's dating me because of affirmative action.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got a quota to meet.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, are there other ethnicities she's, like, checked off her list?
Scary.
No, she's dated white guys before.
Uh-huh.
Only white.
Only white?
Yeah.
Right.
First Asian. So
So
you're her first step into affirmative action.
That's right.
Exactly. She figures...
I decided to make a change.
Because this happened, you said, 2 years ago, November.
Because of the election.
Yeah, exactly.
Obama.
She's like, Obama's going to be president.
What year did you graduate from high school, Rachel?
03,
okay.
Yeah.
That's the polite way to ask a lady's name.
Name?
I mean, her middle name.
Yes, I did. I'm older than two by 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Not 2 years. Like one and a half or something.
Why are you angry about this?
You're dating graduated from high school.
An older, hot Latina chick.
No, I'm not angry about it. It's just...
Well, you're not angry. You sound embarrassed. You're like, well, it's 2 years.
Yeah.
That's what you're
what you know.
You've lost the pretension and you've added nerdy
smugness,
awkwardness or smug.
I thought that would counterbalance the pretension. It's like humility. Like no, I'm not.
Oh, you're saying okay. You're being humble because it's like really it's like holy shit. Look at what I'm doing. Like you're like hell yeah.
No, I feel like we caught him with his pants down. Like oh, you guys shouldn't know that I'm younger than her.
Why?
I don't know. That's the
vibe you're getting.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I think
eyes.
We're overthinking this.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Rachel, why are you dating two, Rachel?
Oh, here's another way to think of it.
I like his bang.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you like about two?
I like his bang.
You say bang as in singular?
take a peek.
Hold on.
Please go ahead.
All right. This is why I'm here. It's an audio medium, all right? So just so the listener's aware, she is not talking about his hair, okay? She did not reach over and indicate to the frontal part of his haircut.
She pointed to my penis.
Exactly.
And she was like...
I like his
bang.
Because of the Latina action, bangs, he bangs. Oh, baby, when he moves. I go crazy. With the way that he talks and the way that he walks.
Please keep dancing.
This is me banging.
I wish this wasn't an audio medium.
I made a child with this move right here, buddy.
What's wrong with that baby of yours?
Nothing. See,
oh, you mean Jacob. I thought you meant some other kid. Some other thing.
The baby that is my mojo?
Right, exactly.
All right. So
what else do you like about him?
He's funny.
Yeah. Mm, Ken?
He's smart.
How smart?
He's smart. How smart are you?
don't ask me how smart. These are questions
of
why you...
You're fishing for compliments.
No, I'm not. Kevin is fishing for my compliments.
Really, I'm fishing for you to undermine. I want you to say something like, I don't know, he's the best I could do.
to be fair, he is reading it off the email you sent us.
Which I memorized.
Ask her, yeah.
That's true.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Like, that's what I'm here to help. I want you to understand. Because Two was telling us in this email, as Two Tran writes... hey, I'm a little unsure with where I stand with Rachel. We've been together almost 2 years in November. Things are going well, but I think that it's a little weird that I'm a year and three quarters younger than she is, and I don't know how that makes me feel, and she's super obsessed with my bang.
Is that
I didn't know
email?
What that meant till now.
Is that the email with the limerick? Read the limerick that he wrote. Go ahead and read the limerick that he wrote. It's really good. Read it.
Yes, and...
Two is a man from Nantucket.
Not that one. The good one. The clean one. There were two.
This
limerick.
One's not dirty. If you...
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I forgot.
His bang is so good, I would fuck it. No,
see, that's the dirty one.
What? How is that dirt? That's sweet. That's... It's a love limerick.
Keep going.
Don't judge her love.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of... I just remember the explanation from Comedy Sports of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I don't, whatever.
Rachel, why are you with two?
Oh. I don't know anymore. You're making me question this whole thing.
Why? Really? What were you, why did you, how did you guys first meet?
We met in class.
What class?
History of theater. What?
And you were teaching this class because you're 2 years older than me.
I was sitting two rows away.
Front, back.
For every year.
Back.
Okay.
And
so you could watch the back of his Asian head.
That's how we met.
So hot. You couldn't see that bang yet.
Yeah. No, I couldn't. And so we didn't meet six months later.
When he turned around?
I saw the bang. Yeah. Yeah.
He never looked at you or walked out of the class at the same time as you.
Oh, no.
Well, if there's a teacher who's putting in the seating chart by year of age, yeah. You know what I mean? Like she's two rows in front for right. 2 years of age.
So this is a community college?
Then he makes you leave in the year you were born. Like that's how you go out.
What college did you go to?
Huh? Did they wear helmets at this college?
The soccer team did. Why?
So what first attracted you to him? Because he didn't always have that bang.
That's true.
Oh, well, I think it was. I think it was actually an open mic night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how you get the ladies.
True that.
That and that voice, apparently. And where you was he singing?
Mm-hmm. It was at. It was in San Francisco at a. What was it called?
It's called the Canvas Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So he invited a bunch of classmates, and you were part of that crew, or?
Yeah, I was friends with part of his friends, and then...
Just part of them.
Some of them, but not him, and then we met kind of at that thing.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And yeah. When were you first attracted to your lady friend?
We were sitting at the open mic night, and I was waiting, like...
This spark happened in the same evening?
I think it happened...
That's always exciting.
In the same moment.
Makes it more authentic.
And so we were sitting, and we were... So I think we were just watching someone play, and I was waiting to go up or something. And then there was this guy, and he was wearing a like a red and white striped.
She sighed.
like long sleeve shirt.
Uh-huh.
And
he was Waldo.
Yes, that's what she said. And
oh,
I found
really?
It hilarious.
Yeah. I love you, Kevin.
Kiss me.
This is how I
please
kiss.
Stop.
Well, I have iced coffee breath, so we'll do it later.
Okay.
She wouldn't mind that.
Pretentiously. Now, pretentious. Why are you dating her?
Well,
she turned into a pirate.
Oh, so sweet.
That was weird.
Well, I'm dating Rachel because, you see, guys.
I'll help you.
Yeah.
Her bang, number one.
It's a good bang.
Right?
It's an excellent
bang. I mean, I've never sampled.
I'd take a picture of it, but you'd probably cover your chest.
No.
She's now covering both her cleavage and part of her face. Where her bang is.
I genuinely hope that there was somebody listening that when you said his bang, that there was like, there was this moment of...
What?
What is she? Oh my God, what's going on?
Bang? Bang what? Who needs you porn when you have the JK show?
That's right. That's what we're here
Please
for.
Please don't make that a drop.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm sorry to detract from... we'll get back to you guys real quick, but... Yeah. We have a voicemail that is very important, I feel, for us to hear. Last week, we were talking about things that geeked us out. Like, I went off on a rant on NASCAR. Kevin went off about Star Trek Voyager. Our guest...
No, not Voyagers. You stop your...
Talking. You did.
I didn't talk. I talked about how bad it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you were, like not how great it is, but, like, we
well,
both...
Well, that's not fair. You guys got to talk about things you loved. I had to talk about a show that
you
I
You also
hate.
Talked about Spore for 20 minutes about how you
that
created
I love.
A... Exactly.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. Love how I have to remind
Kelly
you.
Kelly was going
to
play my game. She didn't play.
Yeah,
you guys took off like a Spore right afterwards, heading from the cell stage
not
into the creature
sure that's
stage.
That's biologically accurate, but...
Talk about nerding out.
Hey, listen here. That game was awesome.
Oh, man. I was on the wrong screen. I was like, so anyway, you made a comment about the making like the Kobayashi Maru game.
Yeah.
And then you said something
that I couldn't spore, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so we had a call in regards to that.
Right.
You might recognize this.
Hello, JK Show. This is Christopher Goodrum here.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, you had sent out a challenge in the last podcast about geekness. Well, I didn't see it as a challenge, more of a beacon, and I'm answering that beacon for all those that are geeks out there.
I love this man.
Everybody has their geekness. I, myself, of course, Star Trek, Star Wars, Disney, Billy Joel. So everyone's geeking about something. And just as a correction, it wasn't Star Trek 5 that Kirk revealed that he cheated on the Kobayashi Maru, but it was Star Trek 2.
Oh,
he's speaking to his son David on the regular 2 inside the rock planet. I thought I'd put that correction out there about the show. Can't believe it took me this long to call in.
Me either.
Listen to you guys some other time.
What does that mean?
That's exactly what I wanted you to say, because that's exactly what I said while Jacob was asleep when I played that to hear it. And I was like, wait, what does that mean?
I think he means, knowing Chris Goodrum, here's what it means. He can't say, talk to you guys another time,
yeah,
because we didn't talk back.
Yeah, we don't talk.
So he will talk now and listen to us another time.
Because only Chris Goodrum would take the literacy of the idea of talk to you later. Well, probably rationalized before he called in.
We thought it.
Well,
yeah.
I can't talk to you
I will
later.
Put money on that. Chris Goodrum, please call back and let us know if that's what you meant by listen to you guys another time. Man, that guy is so funny.
And then we also have...
This is listening, Kevin. To Virginia, okay, and I'm drunk dialing you.
Yes.
First, what is playlist. Happening?
I've forgotten what it was until so I had to press play. This is.
I love Skype.
I wanna preface this. This is a good friend of the show, Virginia.
Riviera.
Yeah.
Probably a sister of yours, Rachel, right?
Yeah. Yes. Aren't you guys all related?
Yeah.
Yes, that's my sister.
Yeah.
Or cousins. You're all cousins. That's my cousin.
Is that your impression?
I grew up in the Bay Area and all these Latinos.
The Latinas
girls,
call each other cousins while the males are all brothers because they call each other bro.
Right. Or burrito. That was always the
what's that burrito?
Yeah. See, am I right? Mm-hmm. In my school, I know you think I'm being white, but in my school, that's what they would, like, all the Mexican kids call each other, what's up, burrito? Hey, shorty. That's what they would do. That was their thing.
I think they just had tans and dark hair.
That might be true. That might be true. And they wore plaid.
Like a weird nerdy thing, like, hey, burrito.
Come on.
We're going to come up with the new bro or dude.
That's what they did.
What do you want to call it? I don't know. I'm hungry. Let's go to Taco Bell.
I don't think they had a brainstorming meeting. I'm going to have to dig out an old yearbook.
Don't just rip out, I'm going to call my friends burrito without a brainstorming session.
All you have is burritos at Taco Bell. That's the only thing we could afford. Do you know where I lived growing up? In the center of the melting pot. I'm like the bottom of the melting pot.
Guys, Taco Bell dog died today.
That is not true.
It's true.
There's like 8 Taco Bell dogs.
That's not true.
You're thinking of Walter Cronkite.
He died yesterday. No, he did. He did. She did. I don't
think any of this is true.
Too many burritos.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
We had a 5-pound burrito the other day.
Oh my gosh. Who's we each?
Two and I.
So you each had 2.5 pounds of burrito?
Yeah, we both had 2.5 pounds.
Over 2 days.
And that's a lot. 2 days.
Yeah, I thought you were going to kill
like
it.
How big is the tortilla? Or is it several tortillas?
It took us 2 days to eat. We didn't have 5 pounds of burritos in 2 days.
I think a 1-pound burrito is a reasonable lunch because you can have a 1-pound burger.
Yes, yes, you did, too. Hold on. This is what he said. He goes, it took us 2 days to eat it. We did not have 5 pounds of burrito. Or you said burritos.
Burritos. Yeah, I thought
in
you were
misunderstanding. No, in 2 days, you ate 5 pounds of burrito. So the only real difference in the math there is that it wasn't multiple burritos.
No, I thought you were incredulous because you were like, oh, 5 pounds in 2 days. That's because you thought that we just had like, you know, a burrito for breakfast and lunch and then dinner. And then all together in 2 days. It equaled 5 pounds of burritos.
No, I wasn't being incredulous. I was being the victim of your pretentiousness, assuming that I don't understand what your lady friend is saying, all right? I understood a 5-pound burrito we had together.
Hey, Justin, side meeting.
You're fogging up my monocle.
Side you in? Okay,
No, just a side meeting. Maybe next time when we need a guest, we just have Rachel and not two.
Probably, you think?
I'm just throwing that out.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
I mean, I met her. And I'm not saying that I didn't think.
But who would have known?
You know,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You guys know we can hear the side meeting, right?
Huh? This is a side meeting.
Yeah, you don't interrupt a side meeting.
So pretentious.
See, I like it.
I know.
I don't mind.
She gets it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like trying to break shit down.
I feel like he's almost words talking like incredulous. Yeah. I think he read the Harry Potter series recently because she says that word at least 8 times in every book.
Spoiler alert.
Side meeting over. Welcome back to the conversation, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back for now, too.
It's good to be
here. Rachel, why are you with two?
Wait, were we listening to her cousin?
Oh, that's right.
Her burrito? So isn't that what it is in the Latino?
This is Virginia, the bra lady at yahoo.com. She drunk dialed
us. Really her email address.
Yeah, and somebody else who evidently...
It is.
She's the bra lady?
She's a measurer. Sure.
Her boobs, as we've discussed, are the size of Montana and Alaska. Is that what it was?
I don't remember discussing geology.
Two very large states are the size of her breasts.
So each breast is a different size?
No two are alike,
so
I'm told.
It would be more like North Dakota and South Dakota because they're both large, but... Of equal proportion.
I would say that they are 2 5-pound burritos, which, as we know, it would take Rachel and two 4 days to eat them.
2 days.
No,
two
there's
days.
Two of them. It took you 2 days to eat one.
Exponential, yeah.
Yeah. I know I may not be smart, okay, but I know basic math when it comes to food, okay?
And burritos and breasts.
that's a trifecta of two for me.
Her point was that most women wear the wrong size bra, so she has all these different measuring techniques to make sure that you're wearing a bra that you're your size, comfortable, and is proper for
and
you.
And the reason why she has
I'm
this...
being looked at.
She has... No, you're not. No. I'm squaring your eyes. I don't know color they are, but I know...
You guys are all trying to really not look down. You guys are all staring really hard into my face.
That's not true. No. This is an audio medium. Listen, let's not talk about vision.
I may be chauvinistic, but I'm not rude. All right? I will be respectful to you. I just don't respect you.
He can't even blink. He's trying so hard.
This is so easier. My eyes are so tired from being held up.
I know.
Right?
I was trying to help you.
I could use a bra for my eyes.
How is it that that has not been mentioned before? That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
So
your eyes need a bra.
So, yeah. So because of her issues with, you know, I'm assuming her own bras, you know. Sure. And it's, I mean, it's got to be tough to be able to put your boobs when they I mean, because Montana doesn't have a straight line on one side, so I know. Weird. There's a curved side there. That's assuming so that's the curve.
Yeah, Alaska has all those islands.
Right? I don't know.
Just
what's going on? We got to get her on the horn. Maybe she explains this in this drunk dial.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
So, yeah. So that's Virginia the bra lady. And here she is drunk dialing our fabulous JK show.
Listening, Kevin. This is Virginia, and I'm drunk dialing you. And it's Erica's birthday. Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Erica.
Thank you.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
So we're going to go to Fucked Up at B's house.
Oh, my God. You could not make that a drop.
But you know what? I'm
just going to tell you that
we're not going to go to your house.
Okay. I have a bone to be with you. I was on your show the full hour and a half minutes that I should have been. So I think I should be on your show again.
Just
so you knew that. And
on the phone.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm leaving this message. I'm going to make a sound. Hi, Justin. Okay, bye.
So she hit a button thinking she hung up. That was the tone you heard. And she said, come here, listen.
I wonder if she was trying to play it again because you can listen to a message. When
oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Has she been on before?
Yeah, she's called in. Like, she called in because we have it open where people can call into the show. You call us at 408-228-4911. And so
I gotta
put
that on my phone.
She called in and left that message. Well, she called in and talked to us about her company with the bras and then all this other stuff. And so I think what she was trying to say was something we had already said, was that I should have listed her as a guest on the show.
Right.
Because she talked to us for like 40 minutes.
But did she say the thing about don't make that a drop? Is that a reference to my don't make this
a
drop?
No, it's not a mention. I think what it is that she knows that, you know, we turn things into drops.
Got it.
And so she, because I've touched the... Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong screen. This is Teresa.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
And, and so anyway, but my favorite thing is that it's unintelligible what they're saying.
Right.
Like, and it reminds me, they have this great thing where they had these two drunk chicks on Howard Stern, and then they were like, la-da-da-da-da, thank you.
They just kept
talking, and so like that's the drop that they have. It's just anytime you reference drunk anything, thank you.
That's so funny.
And
my number is 408-228-4911.
Yes.
That's right. Baddox 911.
Yes. Put that in your phone and see what happens.
It'll call.
Really? It'll put Baddox 11 and it'll call.
I don't know why you got to hate it.
Hate what? I don't hate your phone.
You kind of do.
It's no.
Really big.
Thanks. That's nice to see. It's got the slide keyboard.
Yeah.
When I export this, I'm going to take out the word phone and replace it with bang.
It's kind of
she said bang.
Be kind of big bang. That's what that'll sound like. Did we find out everything we needed to find out about Rye Rachel is dating too?
Rye Rachel
is dating too.
We did, but what we need to figure out is why you have Scooby-Doo-itis. That's what needs to be.
I think it's this iced coffee. There's something in here.
Yeah, it's coffee
and ice
and a little bit of milk.
And
I feel like there was some, we talked mostly about stories from Great America.
Last time, yeah.
Yeah, we got that out of the way. I think that, how are things now, too? Are you still doing the temping? Is that what
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
going
I'm still
on?
Doing the temping. Let's not talk about that.
Oh. Okay, moving on. Rachel,
no,
what do you
I want to talk about that.
He doesn't.
I work at a restaurant.
What restaurant?
Ammo.
Like, as in shells to kill people?
Yes.
Where is this restaurant?
On Highland and Santa Monica.
Oh, I live right over there.
It's good.
It's good. I'll walk over there. Yeah. I'll walk by.
What do you serve?
Pictures. I hostess.
Okay.
Cupcakes.
What do you seat people to eat?
Salads, burgers, pizza, salmon.
Oh, I thought you said a burger. We have salads, a burger, and then a pizza. Share.
And then pizza, but it's
like American Grill type place.
Kind of, but a
Why
little
do they
fancier.
Call it ammo?
I'm not sure. Tomorrow is my second day.
It's not part. Oh, okay. I was gonna say it's not part camo? Of any orientation.
Yeah, just like a whole.
Do you really?
No.
It's called ammo. Why would that not be? I was like,
you came on a little strong with the mocking. Yeah. Just so you know. I know you guys don't get a lot of questions about your relationship, but when you work at a place like ammo, people will assume that there is some kind of military theme.
Yeah.
A gun-friendly theme.
I think they mean it fills your stomach.
I know.
What? How does
ammunition for your day in the form
food
of food?
Food is fuel. Food is ammunition.
I think that's...
That makes sense to me.
I will ask.
Okay.
Food is fuel. Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire. Who's the guy from?
Yeah, James Hetfield.
It was just a part of Yes Drive Off Road. So good.
I have that song. I love it.
So good.
It's on Reload.
I can't do this. It's a good album. Everything hurts.
He's rubbing his face on the microphone.
It's all painful.
Microphone. We went today too. I got to tell this story real quick. Sorry for sidetracking from you guys.
Someday we're gonna find out why they're in love with each other. Have you guys said the word yet? You think about that.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Side pretty meeting.
Good. Side meeting, good, right?
No,
I totally sprung that on them.
I know, but
right now they're sweating.
We've said it.
See, they can hear us on these side meetings.
Who?
Natalie said they've been dating for years. They better have. Listen, Judgy McJuggerson, why don't you change that baby's diaper for the third time in 10
minutes? Not everybody has a shotgun wedding after 4 years. That fall out of my face. Holy shit!
Okay. I met her father.
Speaking of Natalie, I took Natalie's car into our good friend Jack, the mechanic's office. Have I told you this story?
I have a Jack story from today, too.
Have I told you this story?
No.
Okay, good. So for those of you who don't know, that Natalie has a blue bug that I got her as like a surprise, I think like 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
They prefer to be called Beatles.
Oh, whatever. This one's actually called the new bug, actually, Volkswagen calls it. But anyway, she decorated it with like a blue lei. It has a dolphin that hangs from the rearview mirror. And then she has like this stuffed like blue sunflower type thing that's in the little flower thing that you have in the bug. And then she has a mouse pad with a blue rubber ducky on top of it. So the blue rubber ducky doesn't, so it's a black mouse pad that meshes in and then the blue rubber ducky sits on top. So it's
adorable.
And then on the license plate frame, it says, "My husband makes my dreams come true." Okay. Mm. So she came in and of course my wife being the perfect person in all ways of support says, "Hey, the oil light came on yesterday. So should we do something about that?" Now, when Natalie and I first met, she was driving her Mazda RX-7 to Stockton. We were going to a community college, right? And we turn a corner, and the oil light comes on. And I said, "Holy shit, turn your motor off," or whatever. She's like, what? I go, "Kill the engine, kill the engine." She's like, "What?" I go, "The oil light came on." She goes, "Oh, the little genie lamp? Oh, don't worry, that comes on all the time." And then I proceeded to explain to her that that means that there isn't enough oil in your car, and if it gets too low, you could like throw a cylinder, crack the engine block, and then just destroy a car.
But it's a genie lamp.
Exactly. So for her to come to me now 12 years later and say, the oil light came on, like, should we do something about that? And then I'm like, "Yeah, you don't drive your car now. You have to take my car." "Are you sure?" I'm just going over it. I'm like, "Oh, I just want to punch you in the face with love, though."
It's 12 years ago that you just wanted to make out with her. Right?
Yeah, no.
You're like, "Oh, you're right.
I thought it was
cars.
Cute. That's true. I know. That's, girls. Oh, God. Dang it. That's so true.
It's so true. Yeah.
I cut the mic out of anger. Why did I do that?"
You thought we were having a side meeting.
I didn't call it. You didn't get the Outlook invite, I think?
I've got my phone open. You have to give me the Outlook
side. That's so true. You guys have been together 2 years. What is it right now that you think that she does that is cute? Can we ask that?
It's hard to be put on the spot like this.
I know.
No.
Hold on. Do you think that we... I just want the first thing that comes to your mind. Here's how you know how new their relationship is. I'll tell you what. You could come up... I'll finish this story. You come up with a question each that you can hit me with, and I guarantee you that within less than a nanosecond, I will hit you with an answer, and I think it has to do with the fact that... And I'm not saying this to judge. There's a lot of anger coming out, and it's not at you. It's still over the oil light with my wife, okay? Just so
we're... You know, that was 12 years ago.
No, this is recently.
You know, these people weren't even born when that was happening.
They were still in high school, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
she was in middle school. I was in high school.
How could she be so quick with the math, but not quick to tell what she loves about him?
Yeah, and
I'm just kidding.
She's not Asian. I don't get it.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah. Look at she's getting defensive about racism towards him. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
She's more sensitive about that than I am.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
When people say foo, when they don't pronounce his name right.
When people mispronounce
you get angry when they mispronounce
his
name?
Well, that's... She gets angry when they make fun of it, like as a number, like, you know, like 246, you know.
I'll be honest, when you first started working at Great America, like before you came in, somebody made some kind of joke about like two or something like that. And I, not that I'm like the big person or anything like that, but I said I was more angry at the fact that it was some stupid joke. Like it wasn't even.
Yeah, it wasn't even a good joke.
I think it was like a 2-2 joke or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, really, you think he's never heard that before? Like
that's right. That's true. I remember you doing that.
He's in college, and that's what you're gonna. That's you're gonna come out of the box. You work as a professional entertainer. you can't come up with something different. That I could go to a kindergarten class and get hit with that in 30 seconds. I could be like, this guy's name is Two.
Two, 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 two.
Exactly.
That's a dress that girls wear. Exactly.
And you a grown-up with grown-ass mind getting paid to entertain masses.
You know, but that's the thing about when we were Star Trek Aliens or any of the theme park work we'd get, people would always say the most unclever stuff. Yeah. And so I would always make it a point when I interacted with people at their jobs to say the most clever thing I could think of. Like, I'd actually wait for a moment and filter through until I found something. The moment I was most proud of is when there used to be these things called film mats when you need to get your photo developed. Yeah. So I took them over there and I thought for a little bit and I wanted to say something about how she was probably sneaking at everybody else's picture. So I said, do you ever just take that home and use it as a giant personal Polaroid machine? And she laughs. I said, has anybody ever said that to you before? She said no.
Oh, I was so hoping she'd say yes.
She said
like,
yes.
She's like, I get it all the time.
Damn it. I worked on that one for at least a minute.
And then I
shut up, your
out.
Name is Tutu.
You're a professional entertainer. You have 400
Where did you come from?
I have to backtrack again, but my favorite moment was of clever thing to say to somebody was when I actually moved into my other apartment. I don't think I've told this story on this podcast, but Kevin and I went to Baja Fresh near where I live now. And
why'd you boo that?
I don't like it. It's not authentic.
Not all burrito places make 5-pound burritos to feed you for a week and a half. So I don't know why I'm so angry, but I was going to say they're too busy filling it with flavor and freshness.
Oh, nice.
But I backtracked because I was afraid.
What do you think of his enchiladas? Justin made enchiladas tonight.
They're good.
They were like
side meeting. Rachel, what did you think of
those? I didn't love the rice, to be honest.
It came out of a mix.
Yeah. Good. Okay. But the enchiladas were good.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Wow. Somehow it makes it authentic that she was willing to bag on the rice that I believe the rest of what she said.
I think that's why she's so... Like, I think she knows that.
Yeah,
so
she's like,
are we having
complaint.
A side meeting right
you're
now?
You're right, you're right.
This is all one side meeting.
We're so just, two's the only one
who's not in this meeting. Oh, guys, we would just want to continue on like this. He hasn't said anything for 8 minutes.
I don't think he can. I think it's harder with four people.
It
like,
is
it's
tough.
Hard to
it
get a
tough.
Word in.
All right, two, come back. Say something clever.
Brilliant.
Worth it. Worth the wait.
So anyway, so we're getting Kevin and I will trade off
paying
for meals and stuff like that.
Because
right?
We're dating.
Yeah. So anyway, he paid and then the lady slid the thing around and I just grabbed it and started to sign. He goes, you gonna sign my name? Like a smart ass or whatever. And I was
because
like,
it was my card, yeah.
And I saw his name and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I just assume, you know, because you know, and he goes and I go, I just assumed. He goes, because we're dating or like and then he took it from me. And then he goes to the chick, he goes, we're not really. And I had the drinks and was walking to go fill up our drinks, you know, and it made it funnier because I had both of our drinks. Like I knew what he was going to have to drink. And he goes, we're not really dating, just so you know. And then like I yell at the top of my lungs, I go, what, you could tell your mother, but you can't tell her?
best part for me was that all I could see was from behind Kevin, so I'm looking at his back, and his shoulders just dropped. And he just turned around. I don't think he was genuinely embarrassed, but more just like...
That was defeat.
Yeah,
like, more red. Like when you pin a dog down and they finally give up moving, like, yeah. Nope, you got me.
But there's he had no like a little now. Redness in the face, like coming, like turned around and just took his cup from me.
But that was before the auditions for Disneyland.
That's true. Yeah. I don't remember what happened there. Was there another story there?
No, I just got the part. That was not funny 4 years ago.
I just moved here. I didn't have any kind of work. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
We're going to walk in.
I made my freaking living for 10 years at a theme park, you know? And I think I was auditioning to be a talking trash can or something. If I can't do this, like, come on. Like, and then it's like, no call at all. No call.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for stopping by. Well, thanks for driving out to Anaheim. And
maybe it's because
we're
Nickelodeon people. You know, it's like we come from Nickelodeon. Oh, they don't like it.
No, I got called.
You what?
Yeah, they offered me 3 jobs, actually. They gave me 3. The talking trash can, improv show, and a cowboy show. They gave me 3. So they had so much work, they gave me 3 parts.
Well, the people of Baja Fresh think you're gay. Not sure why that's an insult, but it should be. So here's my Jack thing real quick.
Is she leaving?
We can pull the table. Hold tight.
Don't spill that lemonade. She was freaking out about that lemonade earlier.
Why?
Why would you mime pouring that on the soundboard that no one can see?
Because if I mime it, it doesn't matter. It's not really going to happen.
Okay.
I got annoyed by this today. There's this show called Sid the Science Kid.
Yeah.
That people watch, I guess. I mean, to be fair, more than listen to this podcast. I'm sure.
That's probably
it's
true.
On public.
Probably about even.
Public broadcasting, so it probably doesn't matter. But anyway, I was watching it because I have a baby and he likes to... It's weird. Like, he's only 10 months old, but when, like, Elmo comes on, he just sits and stares at Elmo. Like, I don't know if it's
because they're sending your child message subliminally.
I believe it. I believe there's some kind of microwave cooking his brain.
Ask your parents to buy you things.
And I love it because it gives me 5 minutes to balance the checkbook. It's absolutely great.
You're such
I wish there was a whole show about Elmo.
There it is.
I gotta find this. If only there was some kind of like thing where I could search through all of the TV listings and just find a titled show of Elmo. Like,
yes, that's exactly what it is.
You've
just described verbatim the thing that's on your screen.
The only way that this could work out even better is if I could find someone, because sometimes he wakes up early. You know what I mean? If I could find some way to record every time this show comes on, you know. But here's the thing. I don't want to have VHS tapes. I don't want it to be on like a hard copy tape. I just want it to like exist in like almost like a magic box.
Yeah.
Right? Like a
digital video recorder. Like,
well, maybe
it doesn't have to be digital. I don't even know what you're talking about with the it should record the video. And audio. I want it to be a digital video and audio recorder. Almost like a DeVar is what it should be called.
You know, Justin?
Yeah.
Maybe someday that'll exist. Let's move on.
What are you trying to do?
He didn't finish the oil story.
I know, I'm on it. Hold
on, Kevin. Another reason why we need her around all the time.
She's great.
She's keeping you on task. And
Hold on, everybody.
You've deleted the whole podcast.
No,
we have to start over. Did you remember everything you just said? Because we have to say it exactly.
Dessert break.
Do you want your cake?
No, not right now.
Okay, cake. See, this is one of the things you
might... There we go. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the button I wanted. They can't hear you stare at me.
They can hear the silence.
No, they just hear me laughing.
They can hear me not laughing. Yeah. What are you looking for now? So, what was I talking about with this? Oh, Sid the Science Kid.
Yeah.
There's this girl that talks like that.
I've forgotten. It was like 80 minutes ago. What?
You like the way you were talking earlier, where it was like, da, 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 like that's what she talked. I can't wait to go home, and then I can make charts.
Like, gosh, that's how it
did.
Did
you talk like that? I don't remember talking like that. It was so long ago.
May or may not have happened.
I don't know, Justin. You don't tell a story about Sid.
It's Saints happening now.
That had the eight future. Other stories inside of it. That needs to be the name of our podcast, Stories Within Stories.
So I was like, damn it, Natalie, you can't drive your car. I took it into our good friend Jack, and I said, are they gone?
No, she's just sitting
there. Okay, all right.
Judging.
So, judging. That's just sitting. That's her life. That's breathing, actually. So I take it over to Jack. He fixes it, right? And then he calls me, your car is ready. And so I go back over there, right? And Juan, I go ahead, say hi and everything like that. And then
they make some joke about homosexuality.
Oh, coming. I go, thanks again. And I pay him. And I'm about to hit. He goes, hey, one more thing. Next time you bring that car in for oil change thing, take off all that faggot shit hanging inside. What the fuck is that? You got all these fucking flowers, big blue fucking flowers sitting. I take it to 7-Eleven. People are like, look at him.
Why is he taking your car to 7-Eleven?
He test drives the car after.
To 7-Eleven? Why does he drive it around the block?
I think he just drives around the block, but I think, like, to add humor to point, okay. Like, I don't
know. He stops at a 7-Eleven, buys some smokes, lights up in your car. Exactly. Everybody sees me smoking in your car. They make fun of me. You're smoking in my car?
There was a vibe of him, like, kind of setting me up to say, well, maybe you shouldn't be going to the store. Because kept saying, like, if I'm driving around town, like, and I go, well, dude, that's the flower. Is nothing. I go, come here, look at the license plate frame. It says, my husband makes my dreams come true. He goes, yeah, get this faggot shit off car, then I fix, okay? I go, just let Juan take it or drive it.
You did it. You did it.
And Juan was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. And then he takes like two steps back and waggles the wrench at you. No. Oh, Juan.
Oh, it was so great. Take that faggot shit out of car.
I called him this morning to get his cousin's phone number because his cousin runs that body shop that I was going to drop my car off at, and I said, hey Jack, it's Kevin with the Saturn, and it was kind of silent, so I'm like, we wanted you to be on our radio podcast. He goes, oh. It doesn't matter. Hey, I just need your cousin's phone number. He's like, oh, okay, you want that? So he gives me the whole number. I'm like, okay, great, thanks. Hey, are you guys drinking, partying tonight? He's like, silence. 7-5 is the last two numbers. Okay, thanks.
Well, I think why he might be reacting is because that was one of the other things he said. He goes, take that faggot shit out of car. He goes, I tell you what, you come here, you interview me. That's first thing I talk about is your faggot shit in your faggot car.
Oh, he's warming up to the idea. We want him to be on the podcast but he won't. He's afraid. Yeah. He's a cowardly old man.
Maybe you could talk to him, Rachel. Yeah. Is there any kind of like connection between the Latins and the Armenians?
I think they're pretty much the same,
right?
Totally same.
I know they both like to smoke. They like their gold.
Yep.
Same thing. Yeah. Right? We're all related.
That's true.
We're all related.
They like to smoke and they like their gold.
Yeah. So the Irish, if we could find Irish chick to go with you, if we get a redhead and then a Latina hot chick,
yeah,
Jack is in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call.
I'm in.
Thank you.
Why would you even want
the other combination? You guys have tortillas. They have flatbread.
Okay.
Theirs is like a gordita.
The Chihuahua dog died today. A moment of silence.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
I think his name was Gordita. That's how.
I was going to say, that's how edgy I am. I make Taco Bell jokes on the day he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the question
we posed? Carol all over his grave.
Yo, Kara. You've had like 10 minutes of silence to think about. And
Hit me with a question.
Oh, yeah.
About my feelings on my wife.
Or anything.
Oh.
Yeah, anything pertaining
or
woman.
Anything.
Oh, okay. I don't mean to say, because if you're asking for a feel like it's easy because you've given them a ballpark, you can be narrowing that down. But
I thought you were just
them,
saying like what's like they could ask
no.
me anything. Like
anything.
How much is shampoo and Ralph's?
Ask them anything pertaining to their relationship.
Yeah.
Fire away. Whatever you want.
What are the states that Natalie's boobs represent?
Arizona and New Mexico, because they're very similar and they're very close together.
And warm?
And after having a child, they're sagging towards the south. See how easy that is? Boom. Awful. She's checking in with her to see her reaction. My wife could care less about what I say about her boobs.
That's probably
true. You know what? I'll tell you another story about her boobs.
when she first got pregnant, right? This is, I don't know if you're aware.
Wait.
Well,
she
you
was
being
pregnant?
A Latina, you've had at least 6 or 7 kids, right?
Nine.
She gets it.
She's offended by it, but she gets it.
No, she's not offended. She's sipping lemonade. That's to cool
to
off
to cover
Latina
it up.
Heat.
She's like, I'm really offended, but I don't want to make this awkward, so I'm going to cover it up. She didn't like it when I said that two was good at math and then called them a tutu wearer.
Well, that's because you're going.
So funny.
You know what got me on that? Not the tutu, but the.
It was funny.
Yeah, it didn't sound like, yeah. It sounded like, like a monster laugh. Like, it like jumped out of you. Like,
guys, you see what I did there? I totally turned that around. See, because your name sounds like the second number of the alphabet. You know, in Hindi, the number two is du. So. So if you go to India,
he's only saying this so you could either A, say you've heard it or not.
Yeah, yeah. So if you go to India, your name is Du.
What was the thing at my family reunion? I just had a 300 person
what
Hispanic family reunion in Griffith Park.
Oh, nice! You're the one.
That's me.
Those things are there every week.
I know.
There are quincieros.
I thought they were relancing
every
the
day.
Park when I walked by.
Oh, lovely. Two came, and he was on the family tree as my brother. Everyone pronounced his name as...
As your brother?
Well, you were next to me from my parents in, on the leaves.
Oh. Somebody had drawn, or do you take pictures of everybody and put it on?
So everyone thought his name was Tho? Teo.
Teo.
Which I suppose is the Mexican equivalent.
How does a U transfer into an A-O sound?
My grandma just made it up.
Oh my gosh. This is at a family reunion. Conversation, if there's 300 people at a family reunion and you guys are showing up as brother and sister, right? This has to be a conversation between at least two relatives where somebody's like, did you see the little Asian boy?
They adopted.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Who did? The Garcias? I don't think. And here's the thing. The daughter making him feel welcome. She's sleeping with him. She brings him into the country.
That would still be legal, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I think you may have just hit on a romantic comedy somehow.
I'm sure it's in production.
It is now. I got to go green light that. That's a great idea.
You have...
Perfect. You're in. There's some like really weird name like adopted brother or foster home. That's what it's called.
I would call it adopted love.
Ooh, yeah, we're getting warmer. Unorphaned. To ask Justin a question about
unorphaned docs. Unorphaned docs.
Nice. That's a lot of letters.
I just want a doc. I'm listening.
Are you drunk? Did you come over here?
I'm drunk now. He's an iced coffee.
He's a great voice. Like when he gets in on that mic, yeah. It's like all of a sudden he like radios it up.
I do want to say something
not your
about
voice.
Your voice.
I'm saying it sounds radio. Like
yeah.
I'm not saying you're
yes,
affecting.
You wanted
it.
To say something
wait,
about
Rachel
my voice.
On line
oh,
one.
Well. What the podcast that two was on the last time.
Which is the only one of our podcasts you've listened to? Okay,
yeah.
Go on.
You guys were imitating each other because you have a very similar voice.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And so I was thinking maybe, because most people couldn't tell who was who.
Most people meaning you when you listen to it?
No, but I wanted to see if I can...
Well, there's also Courtney Pong.
Oh, got it, the two of you.
So I wanted to see if I could do it, if I could tell who was who.
Okay.
Like right now, like you're going to cover your eyes.
Yeah, like I need a bra for my eyes, and then I'll just...
Just use yours. Just use yours.
Well played.
Just friggin' it. Just grab it and rip it on up. Isn't that how... That's how Natalie does it.
She's doing it right now.
See? Well, you can't see because she's in the kitchen where she belongs.
But anyway, so
boom,
ask your question.
Or bang.
She doesn't have shoes on.
Ask a question.
What? I don't have a question. thanks for stalling.
Sure.
That was sweet of her.
Justin, when you wake up, how many toes?
What?
He's making it up as he goes.
Ew.
Do
and he's penguins painting himself
have
into a corner.
What?
Ew.
In relation to Natalie, to the logarithm of three.
To the logarithm or a logarithm?
A logarithm.
Logarithm?
Logarithm.
Logarithm.
Yeah, no, this, don't
are you trying to say lack-a-rhythm?
No, logarithm.
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 Rachel, is that you or me speaking right
three
there?
Three is the answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
How well?
Well, the ratio of toe from penguin to Natalie is 0 to 10.
Okay.
Because penguins don't have toes, or toes don't have penguins. And then if you put that into a logarithm of three, I think because of the, you know, the actual division involved in a quadratic equation, it's still going to work out to be zero.
See, I don't think that has anything to do with how well you know Natalie.
It was your question.
Right.
Yeah, no.
That has everything to do with you having a horrible question.
Yeah.
Don't put this on my question. It's everything on your question.
Everything to do with your question. You didn't even put words together. You just made sounds. Yeah. Back to Rachel. Ask an intelligent question. Don't include penguin toes.
Or logarithms. Apparently.
These people have known each other. They've been dating for 12 years, known each other for 80 years. They've been married for 7 years.
Eight.
Sure, whatever.
What's your sleeping pattern? Like, how do you go to sleep?
Oh, that's cute. See, because you guys have been together for 2 years, you still touch each other when you sleep.
Oh, no. No.
No?
Okay. She can't be touched.
Our sleeping pattern would be described. you know how, like, when you're in third grade and you first learn to write the number 11? It's like kind of far apart, like you almost like you
like the accidentally two different ones.
Yeah, like it looks like yeah. it's
back
one, two, three,
school.
Four, like yeah. up to 10, and then all of a sudden it's like, why did they put two ones back to back?
He started over twice. Yes.
I love that moment because I laughed. And then I look into your eyes, and you're like, that was pretty funny.
I saw you laugh. I'm like, no, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. Like, you had a second moment of, right?
Yeah, up top. Kill it, Angel.
Boom.
Here comes cake. Cake. Rachel, tell us about this cake.
Thank you, Natalie.
Wait, hold on. I want to answer this question.
Rachel is telling us about cake.
Son of a, this is my damn
cinnamon.
Show.
It's now the second funniest podcast.
Cinnamon strudel.
Cinnamon strudel. Vanilla, yes, please. Thanks, Nano.
Let's give it a whirl.
I have recently partaken in friendship bread that it was very similar to this recipe.
What's
here.
Friendship bread?
Well, what happened is our good friend Evelyn Wynn.
Fuck me in the nose, this is good.
I know. Gave me a little 1-cup bag of dough that she made from a friendship bread that someone else gave her. And then I, over 10 days, add stuff to it and then bake it and take out of the excess dough, put 3 1-cup bags together with instructions and give them to three other friends.
Oh, I like that.
And then they bake it and give it to three and three and three and three and three. It's
That's
fun.
Fantastic.
And it's a very similar recipe to this.
Your friendship bread is going to be tasting like this?
Can we have some of your friendship bread?
Yeah.
I've already given away the 3 bags, but yes, I still have a frozen one because you're supposed to make 4. I should give you some of the friendship bread.
I didn't know it was going to taste like that.
It does.
I thought it was going to taste like your apartment.
Why would like I bake like my shoe. Apartment?
Like a shoe and like.
No, like I thought remote. Because it just was sitting on your nightstand.
I add sugar and vanilla to it and cinnamon.
From your apartment.
First of all,
let me say that Kevin's apartment does not stink. This is
110%.
I should be licking your walls.
I do. Answer your question.
Wait, what?
About Natalie, whatever she asked.
It was the
sleeping patterns and the number 11.
Recently, I came home last night. I did a show up in Chino with Jeff Garcia, Dan Smith, and Ron Swallows, great comics. And I came home. I had had 2 tequila shots and a margarita, and I was feeling a little frisky, right? So I came in the door, and I was like, "This is gonna. We're gonna get this on. I'm gonna wank a wank a wank a wank a wank. You know." And
you're
then
the
she, I don't,
which is unusual because Natalie is usually revving and raring to go.
She had built like a fortress of pillows around.
You could end into that sentence with anything. A new sink, a crib in the bedroom, an igloo for the dog. I would have been impressed with anything.
So then the real answer would be a gauntlet to her vagina. She built. I was like, I came in. There's no, because here's the thing. Like, I don't know how, I can't remember, honestly, how I think when we first moved in together, like, it was just assumed. Like, it was like, oh, okay, we'll brush our teeth, crawl into bed, let's get the humping, and then we can go to sleep, right? Yeah. But now that we're together.
Every night, because you guys were young when you were first living together.
We did it 4 or 5 times a day.
Wow.
Like,
it's crazy. Like bunnies.
Right?
How did you not have babies?
We use protection.
They can't.
Oh, I thought she was still offering dessert. Because I heard her say, "You guys want milk?" And then Kevin looked at her and she goes, "There's a little thing that covers your tallywhacker."
Oh, this goes with the milk?
Exactly. I'm like, why would you offer them condoms in their milk? And there was a part of me that thought that maybe because she likes to put ice in her milk, and I think it's dumb because when the ice melts, it waters down the milk. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, maybe she thinks
very
she's come up with a way. Sorry, I was silent laughed. Maybe she's thinks she's come up with a way to keep the water in the ice cube.
Oh, by
but our condoms are lubricated. That would totally ruin the flavor of the milk. So I was like,
you really thought this out, man.
Last night in the show, I had this person, like, you know how they have, like, the, not like our camera, but they have those cameras that are, like, colored, you know what I mean?
What?
They belong on the back of a bus, these cameras.
I do not understand what you're talking about.
On the back of a bus.
Oh man, you're racist tonight.
What
did you? It's because you had enchiladas. You're biracial meat, and your dad was here.
The landscaper that made those was delicious.
Wait. That was you. You made them.
I'm delicious.
You described in loving detail how you baked the chicken and shredded it and added chili and salsa.
All of it I love. So here's what happened: is that they had a camera that was like blue, but then the around the lens part was silver, right? And so this guy like slowly like. Pulls it up and like and I see it coming up and I'm talking to this other person. I see it come up out of the corner of my eye and something about the way it was lit and it looked like a barrel to a gun like for a brief second. And it had a lot to do with like just the slow manner in which he like raised it up. And I had a moment of petrified fear where instantly what I'm like, am I about to get assassinated? Like first I go, that's a gun. And then I'm like, why would somebody want to kill me? I've been on TV once. Like that's what went
this
through.
Is all went this, in that beat.
In that instant. That's what went through my mind. And then I talked about it.
Natalie is slowly ruining this podcast.
Yeah,
she's fed us all ice cream and cake while we're trying to talk. So everybody's got their mouth full of forks. And now she's sitting here at the table where she doesn't have a microphone.
She's moved
in front
all
of
my crap.
Yeah, to the center of the table. You don't have a microphone in front of me. You know, in at least 180 seconds, you're going to say something, and we're going to have to say, "You don't have a microphone, Natalie."
My milk tastes like condoms.
Oh no!
And she left the TV on.
Oh man,
that's what she did. You jerk. I was mad because I tasted the cake and I was like, this is delicious. Then I'm like, well, Nate, now we're all going to be eating. Everybody's eating and I'm sitting here having to talk.
I was listening.
Thank you.
I was engaged.
But you were eating.
No, I haven't touched this. Look at my
that's
ice cream's
a bold
melted.
Face lie.
Have some of your ice cream.
I can't.
You talk, I'll eat.
No, that's all right. It totally got me. I was like, no, it's all right.
Okay.
What?
Wait a second here. Like, you started over twice. Man, that's funny. That's so funny. So you were sleeping together and you humped a lot when you were in high school. Don't eat that ice cream, Justin.
So when we did this, I don't know what I was talking about because now the fat guy had me really wants ice cream.
We'll make Rachel talk instead.
No, it's okay.
She's got ice cream. I can't talk. I have ice cream in my mouth.
So, like, I don't know how it happened, but now that, like, now I'm remembering where I was, is that when now that we're together, like, there's, a, like, kind of a dance that goes into it where it's like, you know, you like you kind of have to give little signals here or there. I don't know.
Is there a button on her back or something?
Yeah, right. You laugh. There is. If you kiss this woman right on the back of her neck.
I don't think if I did it, it would. You said if you. Yeah, see? She punched me. She's talking now.
This.
Yeah, you said I will punch you.
This horrible woman. When she is 20 feet away from a mic. Microphone.
Yeah, no.
We'll just talk full voice and yell from another room.
Yeah.
When she's 2.5 feet from a microphone, whispers. She mouths the words, I'll punch you in the face. I will punch you in the face. I didn't do anything. But she's in the other room. Oh, you shut up!
It sounds like this.
Exactly. You don't hear it. Even with our compressor that we've just added, Joseph Barkley.
Bastard. You know, he doesn't listen to the podcast anymore. Thanks a lot.
I'm taking that taking the compressor off because this is the only
you guys
reason
don't get
we
that because you don't listen to the podcast.
Natalie does. She doesn't.
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't even listen to the ones that she's not even listening to when she's here in the other room complaining.
She didn't listen to the one she was in 2 weeks ago. She's just like, la. She's giving us hand signals.
You're not the producer of this show.
Man, all right? Wrap it up.
Man, you're nothing. Yeah. No, she's like, go on to something else. Like,
you should have
just wrap it up. Like,
you should have played a song when she set these snacks in, because now our guests are nearly done with their snacks and they're starting.
No, we're done. We're done. We're done. Done. That's what I've decided.
Is the podcast over?
Yeah, it's over. We're at 1:20.
Are we really?
Yeah. Why? That was. What are you talking? This is what happens when you bring the two trailers.
Seriously, I thought we were within the first 30 minutes for sure.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I thought maybe 45. Honestly,
really?
I thought we were about 45.
No, this is what he does. He brings it.
He hasn't said a damn thing this whole podcast.
No, I brought it. Yeah, I brought
Rachel.
Would
you play a song for us on your ukulele?
No.
Yeah,
he brought his ukulele.
He doesn't have a song, though.
I don't have a song.
But
I don't even remember the old song.
Did we play it?
Yeah, we played it. We played it at the top of the...
That was like 1 hour and 20 minutes ago, okay?
You thought it was 30 minutes ago.
That was a minute
ago. That's like saying that I can't remember the beginning of a sitcom.
No, sitcoms are longer than 30 minutes.
No, they're 30 minutes.
If they're a special episode, they got like 1.5 hours.
What are you talking
about? Would you play a song on your...
All right, here.
Oh, no, he already went over it. I was just showing her.
Yeah, I had to remember. I wanted, because I was mad that I didn't talk about it last time. Oh, we have another. We did it. I mean, screw it. What are we doing? Get the hell out of here, right? You guys are okay with this, right? You guys don't care. Wrap it up, right?
Wrap it up.
Well, now that you're angry about it, I want to keep going. You come in as a guest. Listen, you did great on the show, all right? Nervous Pants up front.
Yeah, you haven't calmed down the whole time. She was nervous the whole time. Are you really? Why?
I'm sad. I have a stomachache.
Why do you have a stomachache? Are you lactose intolerant?
No.
You shouldn't eat that ice cream.
Are you baby intolerant? Because you were playing with that baby a lot. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's okay. Well, I hope you felt welcome. Maybe that's why I thought we were still early, because she's yet to relax and really tell any dirty secrets about two.
That's what he wanted. When he said, why are you with him? He wanted you just to go, I can't tell you why I'm with him, but he does have a mole in between his nuts that is disgusting.
You've been reading my blog.
That and I know you. All right, so we'll get out of here. Thank you very much, Rachel. All right.
And what's up
for having us?
That's good. Enjoy the song. We're going to enjoy some ice cream. And by we, I mean Kevin and I. Thanks for eating ice cream, guys. Thanks for being guests on the show. Thanks for just jumping on the show, bailing out early. This plane wasn't even going down, and you're already like, I'm out of here.
Were they even on this plane?
I don't know. It was a short plane ride. Okay, bye. Top of hip hop.
and then that's when I sat out and I didn't miss one frame.